It's the Mad Men DVD review.
That's right. India's here. She's our new reviewer, one of our new reviewers.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Well, I mean, what's not to be excited about?
Well, I was a little bit apprehensive, to be honest, because my first film to review was a horror film. And I'm not the... I don't mind horror films, but I'm not the biggest fan. So I was a little bit apprehensive because, yeah, I didn't want to... You know when you watch a horror film and you can't sleep and it kind of just ruins your life? And I was a bit worried that it was going to be like that, but it wasn't, which was nice.
So the first point to make about the film is that it didn't ruin your life.
It didn't ruin my life, okay. Which is something you want... You look for in a movie, I think.
I mean, 9 times out of 10, I don't like it when the movie ruins my life. But 1 time out of 10, it might be all right.
Yeah, every now and again. But so, yeah, this is the 9 times out of 10.
So what's this movie called?
It is called 13 Game of Death.
Ooh.
Which kind of sums it up, really.
So this is like a Friday the 13th theme that they...
Yes, yeah, and I watched it on Friday the 13th to for some consistency.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I think I had to. Otherwise, I would have just had to review it next year or whenever the next Friday the 13th
is. Well, there's the Halloween thing coming up, so
yeah,
you can look forward to more thing. Horror movies in your film reviewing career. No, yeah. It's not all horror movies.
I'd like to assure you. I just didn't realize what I'd signed up for. it's not too stressful. Yeah, slept fine last night, which was good. It starts off pretty slowly, to be honest. Paints like a nice picture of the main character Chit's quite mundane life. He's a musical instrument salesman, which is like an interesting choice of job. And he basically, life's not going too well for him. His company, his sales aren't looking too flash, and he kind of gets forced to resign from his job. And that is where the kind of horror element steps in, and he gets a call from this anonymous number kind of asking him if he wants to sign up for this game show where they'll kind of guide him through these challenges, and each time he'll get more and more money. He kind of yells at them at first and he's like, who are you, and rah rah, and then he kind of realizes that he doesn't really have that much of a choice, doesn't really have that much to lose, to be honest. Owes like a lot of money, and his family's always asking him for money that he doesn't have, and so he kind of gets roped into this game show by these anonymous. It's a little bit Black Mirror, like if you've seen Black Mirror, it reminded me of that a lot.
So dark then?
Yeah, well, not as dark as Black Mirror, but just that storyline was very, yeah, it felt very familiar. Basically the first challenge is to kill a fly, and then he has to eat the fly, and he kind of gets wired all this money kind of immediately, so it's quite tantalizing, I guess, to kind of go on to the next challenge. And yeah, kind of gets roped in that way, and needless to say, the challenges escalate. Some of them are very, very bizarre.
I read about it this online. I did my research.
Okay. Probably more research than me.
Which means Googling the title of the film. And, I did more than that. I delved into the IMDb page, and somebody described it as Speed, like the film Speed, Keanu Reeves, not the drug Speed, meets Saw.
Right, yeah. It's quite gory, some of it.
I'm not about gore. It's not my style.
It's that kind of B-grade gore where it's almost gross because it looks so fake. Like it's that, and New Zealand horror films do that quite a lot. It kind of reminded me of a lot of New Zealand horror. Kind of like heads cut in half and stuff like that.
All right, you've turned me around on that. That B grade gore actually is my type of gore. I don't like this like crash zoom on people's heads exploding, which everyone seems to be doing nowadays.
Yeah, no, it's not. It's like the blood almost looks kind of pink, you know. It's like not, yeah.
Okay,
it's not super.
I'm back
realistic.
On board. I'm back with it. I want to see this now.
Yeah. And they kind of, yeah, they keep it pretty funny. Like there are some pretty, yeah, it is pretty funny. It's a pretty funny film. It never gets too dark. I don't know. I guess it does get pretty dark.
Okay, so like no kids can watch this, obviously. It's just a little bit intense.
It's R16.
Okay. 16, there we go.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
I mean, to be, yeah, no. Yeah,
R16. Well, what were you going to say? Show it to 5-year-olds? To be honest, put it on at the school holiday program. Leave them to it.
Yeah, no.
Okay, we don't do binary ratings. We don't do like an out of 10 score.
Yeah, I couldn't really give this out of an out of 10 score. It doesn't really. It's like if you kind of want to watch a horror movie, but horror is not really your thing, this could be for you, I would say. It's not really suspenseful. Like sometimes with horror films, they just do have these cheap tricks and they know how to frighten you and kind of just make you feel like a bit of an idiot. But this isn't like that at all. It's kind of more about, yeah, his headspace and him being kind of isolated and just how far he'll go. But still, yeah.
So we'll do the were you entertained?
I was very, it's very entertaining. It's a very entertaining film. It's, you never quite know what's going to happen next. You never know, like scene by scene, the tone changes quite a lot. Sometimes you're like, is this a comedy? Is this a horror? Then it just suddenly gets really gory or really gross. And then it kind of goes back to being quite chill. Nice character development, like flashbacks to his childhood. It's quite like there were some nice details in there. Yeah, the ending was slightly disappointing, but yeah.
Ooh, no spoilers. That's one of the other rules.
I don't think you could ever guess what happens at the end. Like, no, you couldn't. You couldn't really guess, so I'm not going to spoil it.
So that's good. There's at least a twist, you know?
Yeah, it's,
to be fair, we shouldn't have said there was a twist, but they're not going in fresh already. We've talked about it heaps so far.
Yeah.
Where's this film from? It's not like a Hollywood or anything like that.
No,
right?
It's Thai, so it's set in Bangkok. There is a American remake, but I imagine that they would have lost pretty much all of the things that are good about this film.
Yep. Generally, when you remake it, it ain't quite the same.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't. I haven't seen it, but I would recommend the original version.
It's like last night on the way home from the Puhoi pub, I thought it'd be a good idea to do the Instagram story of the jams in the car.
Yeah.
Watched it back this morning. Wasn't the same. should have left it.
Exactly. Yeah. What happens in Puhoi should stay there.
Exactly. Hey, so thank you, India. We actually have a copy of this wonderful DVD to give away, which is one of the fun things we get to do here on the show.
Magic.
Oh, look, someone's calling already. No, too early.
Oh.
Yep.
Hang up on them.
Yep. All right, what are we going to ask them?
How about this
one? How about this one? Well, we've got Halloween coming up. What are you dressing up as this Halloween?
Okay.
That sounds good.
Yeah, I need some ideas, so I might steal their
idea. Let's go. Give us a call on 309-3879 if you would like to win a copy of this DVD. And if you have planned your outfit already, you're definitely in the lead for this prize because, you already know what you're wearing. And we might just give you this DVD. Give us a call on 309-3879. You can go dressed up as whatever. Tom Petty is dead now, so he's back in the running.
Wow, okay.
I think it's a good idea to canonize these celebs who have died by wearing their clothes. But maybe that's just my morbid side.
It's just, it's pretty recent.
But that's going to happen for the rest of our lives, you know? So many people die and pass away. When should we celebrate them?
This is just not where I thought this was going to go this Saturday morning.
Rest in peace, Tom Petty. Well, no one's calling us in. Maybe we'll have to give this away on text or something. Maybe I shouldn't have hung up on that poor person.
No, you shouldn't have hung up on that person.
Well, bugger it. We'll give it to somebody. Hey, thank you for coming in, India.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Oh, wait. Here we go. We've got a caller.
Oh, exciting.
Hello, caller.
Good morning.
What's your name, my friend?
Jeremy.
Hello, Jeremy. How are you?
Good, good, good.
India. This is India. This is Jeremy.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hi.
It's good that you're good times three.
So, Jeremy, what are you going dressed up as this Halloween?
What I was thinking is, I don't know if I could do it. I've got the right sort of build, but the face would be tricky. I think Donald Trump, something like...
He is terrifying.
He is really terrifying. Getting the hair would be tricky, but, you get a bit of creative. But he is truly terrifying, and he's still alive.
Yeah, that's true. It's a true true horror. That's the scariest horror.
Horror, man.
Well, Jeremy, thank you for calling in. And would you like a copy of this DVD?
If I could, yeah, that'd be great.
Hey, we'd love to give it to you. We hope you enjoy it.
It sounds like it could be an interesting watch.
Sounds like it'd be interesting. And thanks to a fantastic review there, India. Now I want to watch it too.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Well, Jeremy, we'll just take you off air. So don't dare hang up.
No, no,
I need your details, and I'll get back to you off air.
Okay, cool.
Thanks for your call.
Thanks, Jeremy.
Ciao. Bye-bye.
And thank you, India, for coming in.
Very welcome.
Great job.
Have a good Saturday.
Oh, I will.
That was the Madman DVD review.
And it's in colour.